to me, to Uganda as a country, we believe in multilateralism. That is, we need to do this together. You know, no one country can handle migration alone. So a global compact, in its true sense, is part of the globalization project. You know, migration is a big component of globalization. So if it is about moving from one country to the other, then it means we have to handle it as all the member states of the United Nations. And that's why, to us, as part of the global village, we would very much want to be part of the global compact.
And you said you are from which
Uganda?
Ministry?
Ministry of Gender, Labour and Social Development. So we deal, among other things, with labour migration issues, remittances, workers' rights abroad, workers' rights in the country, and so on and so forth.
And why is it important for your ministry?
It's important because, one, Uganda is a destination country. Uganda is a sending country. Uganda is also an intermediary country. So to us, labor migration is a big deal. We externalize labor mostly to the Middle East. We also send workers to other parts of the world, although we don't have bilateral labor agreements with those countries. So we would like to do more in terms of externalization of labor abroad, and through such the global compact, you know, we have bilateral labor agreements with a number of countries, which ensures that every worker that goes abroad has the right information and is going to be well treated. But above all, for the Ministry of Labour, we want to make sure that migration abroad is a choice, not out of desperation. So what does that mean? It means we need to create jobs at home in Uganda, so that our workers primarily look for jobs in Uganda. And out of choice, if I want to go and work in Morocco, then I should go to Morocco. But out of, you know, when I have all the information and I have the right job and with the right salary, fitting the profile of the job that the Moroccans want.